Truth. What is truth? Pontius Pilate long ago asked this question. What is truth? We've been dealing with the coronavirus for about a month now, and it isn't over yet. Like a friend of mine said, I am more confused and conflicted than ever. I hear all of this information, and I simply do not know what to believe. Did this virus start in a lab or in nature? Doctors give two differing opinions on what needs to be done about the virus. We have lived through other pandemics, and the country wasn't shut down. I don't even remember SARS, the swine flu, Ebola, or Zika closing anything down. I read posts on social media, listen to 24 hours news, and hear radio talk show hosts giving different perspectives on what is actually happening. I'm just confused and conflicted. I don't know if this is primarily politically motivated or if there is a genuine health concern. I suspect it's a combination of the two. End of quote. And then, you know, what it's especially hard for me is that I get on social media and see posts from people that I respect, and they seem to know exactly what's going on as if it's obvious to the world, yet I have no idea and have left feeling really naive and deceived. Don't know what to think. So I agree with my friend. That's exactly how I feel as well. Just really a confusing time. Thankfully, Jesus has not left us in this quandary. Can you imagine if he had? The Bible talks a lot about truth, but I want to focus on what John's gospel says about truth. Hopefully this quick review will give us needed assurance as we continue to pray and hold to the one who holds us. If you have ever received the free gift of salvation, if you've never received the free gift of salvation through God's Son, Jesus, and you are afraid and uncertain today, be sure the promises of Scripture are settled forever in heaven, and you can trust them today for your salvation. So let's just do a quick review in the next couple of minutes of what John says about truth. In John 1:14, Jesus is the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In Jesus comes grace and truth. In John 14:6, we know that Jesus said, I am the truth. And then in John 18:37, Jesus said that he came to bear witness to the truth, that and everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And then we know that that's not true of the devil. As a matter of fact, in John 8:44, the scripture says that the devil does not stand in the truth and that there is no truth in him. But Jesus, in everything that he said, he told the truth. John chapter 8, verse 40. Jesus said of himself that he is a man who has told you the truth that he heard from God. In John 8:45, he says, I tell the truth. In John 8:46, he says, and if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? And then in John 16, verse 7, he says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. So Jesus spoke the truth. But not only that, we see that Jesus, because he ascended up into heaven, the Father has poured out the Spirit of truth. John 14:17 speaks of the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. In John 15:26, he speaks of the Helper coming, that the Father will send, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. And then in John 16:13, he says, the Spirit of truth, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth. So we're seeing a lot about truth in the Gospel of John. The next part I'd like to look at is believers and the truth. When you've come to believe in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, here's what the Gospel of John says about you. It says, but he who does the truth comes to the light. In John 4:23, it speaks of God seeking true worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. In John 4:24, again, it says, but those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. In John 8:32, the Bible says there, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 16, verse 13, it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. And then in John 17, in verse 17, that we looked at in the high priestly prayer, Jesus prayed for us, for his disciples and for us, that God would sanctify us in the truth. His word is truth. And then Jesus said in John 17, 19, he says, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So just doing a real quick scan over all of those verses, I don't mean to bombard you with too many of them, but man, be reminded that Jesus, when he came, he is the truth. He spoke the truth. And because he ascended to the Father, we now have, if you are a believer, then you have the Spirit of truth living in you that guides you into all truth. That doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily be able to discern where the coronavirus originated from, and that you can definitively say that. But it does mean that you can look to God's word, and then you can be steadfast during this uncertain time, because you know who God is, and you know who his Son is, and you know that his truth abides forever. Finally, you know, John and the truth. In John 19:35, he says this. It says, and he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you may believe. All that John has written was for that purpose, so that, and he told the truth, speaking about the truth, so that you would read it, so that we would read it, and that we would believe in the truth that John has shared with us. So my final question for you today is, if you have not yet believed that truth, why not? Why do you not receive the truth of the gospel of Jesus, that he is the Son of God? And I want you to know that in this uncertain time, now is a great time, as good of any as any. If you are uncertain, if you're unsure of the world and all that's around us, I want you to know that there is a God in heaven that you can be sure of, and that you can call out to him through Jesus Christ, his Son. And the Bible says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you can do that tonight. Call on the name of the Lord and be saved from your sins. And then obey the Lord in what he said to do in his word. So, church, be encouraged tonight that the truth doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And as you pray tonight, pray with that in mind, the truth of the gospel, the truth of God's word, and you can rest assured in that. And you can know that the Father is sanctifying you through his truth. His word is truth. The Lord bless you. Have a great Wednesday evening.